Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's that exciting time when college acceptance letters begin arriving. Yet for some students, despite the good news of college acceptance, there are problems with the federal financial aid forms. Known as FAFSA, or the Free Application for Federal Financial Aid, the form requires a parent's social security number to complete. This means immigrant students and some from low-income families have been unable to proceed. The government has now rolled out what it calls the Better FAFSA, which is supposed to make it easier for students to apply for federal aid for college. But there have been delays in the rollout and glitches with the new form. Kaylin Belcher has been following the story. She's a national reporter with our editorial partner Chalkbeat, the non-profit education news outlet. Welcome back, Kaylin.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we've spoken to you about the issues with the new FAFSA form before, but tell me what students from immigrant families are dealing with now. What's happening?
Yeah, there was kind of two issues that were blocking parents. One was there's this new process for the online FAFSA that requires anyone who's going to contribute financial information, they had to have kind of their own login. It used to be that students could kind of fill out some of that for their parents. So parents were having trouble even getting a login information, parents who did not have social security numbers. And then the second part was if they did get past that, they weren't able to actually input their information into the form. So those students whose parents didn't have social security numbers just really couldn't do anything. They were basically blocked from submitting the form.
So what does the new workaround involve? And do we know if it's working?
So the new workaround that the Department of Education announced recently is that students whose parents don't have social security numbers can submit the form, just basically their part, and then later when the fix is rolled out officially, their parents can go back in and add their information. So this would be for students who have a really pressing deadline, maybe there's a scholarship or their college or state says you have to get the FAFSA in by a certain time. So it's a workaround because it's not really officially submitted until that parent adds that information, but it at least allows them to hit a deadline.
And the information they're adding is tax information or something like that in lieu of a social security number.
So, yeah, it would be kind of like the overall income information. The student could enter some basics and then the parent would go back and add in more later.
And do we know if it's working?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've heard that, you know, people are aware of the workaround. They've been submitting that information to students across the country, but it's really meant for only if you have a pressing deadline. So they've recommended if you don't, that you should keep waiting. So some students are not using it yet because they want to wait for the official fix to roll out.
Okay. And so while they wait for the official fix to roll out, could this affect where they go to college next year?
Certainly. I mean, there's been a lot of college aid advisors and high school staff who've said that they worry that the fact that this has just been a lot harder for these students, that it might be something that maybe it falls off their to-do list, or they say, I'll come back to that later, and then maybe they don't get around to finishing it, or the frustration and kind of the implication that the government made something that didn't work for them and their family. It's kind of upsetting for some students. So I think that there has been some concern that students who are, you know, already facing higher barriers to being able to afford college might get the message or might lose time to submit their applications.
And this is also impacting colleges who are trying to put together financial aid packages, right?
Exactly. This is giving colleges much less time to look at the information from the families and figure out how much money they can award based on how much money they have. This is usually a pretty complex process that takes colleges a long time. And right now, colleges don't have very much time.
And has the Department of Education responded or said anything about when FAFSA will be fully fixed?
They said by mid-March, so they didn't provide an exact date, but that's coming up pretty soon. So we were certainly planning to follow up with the department and ask, you know, when exactly this will be fixed, because right now it hasn't officially been fixed.
And Kaylin, I have to say, it's not really lost on anyone that the students impacted are those who are already in very small numbers attending college, that many colleges say they want more of these students, low-income students, homeless students, students from immigrant backgrounds on their campuses. Could this simple kind of bureaucratic glitch, do you think it might end up impacting who goes to college next year?
I mean, I think we don't know, but we do know from research in the past that, you know, when the form was longer and more complicated, there were students who would log in and then not complete the form, not get their aid, and not go to college. And I think that's the concern here, is that the form has been particularly difficult for this group of students and that maybe they won't cross the finish line, get their aid package, and go to school. It could result in more students maybe going to community college because it's more affordable. They didn't get through the full application. So yeah, I think we won't know until June when folks are filling it out, but that is definitely a concern.
Kaylin Belcher, national reporter for our editorial partner, Chalkbeat, the nonprofit education news outlet. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you so much again.